Good morning, it's Friday, September 6th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Although Dorian has begun its trek northward, heavy rain in the northeastern corner of the state has officials braced for possible flooding along the Waccamaw River in Horry County. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist John Corleorello.
The Waccamaw River at Conway is expected to rise and crest at major flood level now, given these higher rainfall totals. The forecast crest is 15.5 feet late Friday night into early Saturday morning. The river will remain around 14 feet, which is still a major flood, for the next week to 10 days.
With a spike in storm activity in the Atlantic, some are asking, is it global warming or just a random period of more hurricanes than usual? South Carolina Public Radio's Tut Underwood takes a look.
South Carolina normally sees hurricanes every 7 or 8 years, but recently has been hit by Florence, Michael, Dorian, and others. USC Geography Professor Kerry Mock says the region is in a periodic active phase for storms.
In a general sense, there's a more active period, like every 40 to 60 years. It's active for about 30 or 40 years. But it just takes one bad hurricane, even in a quiet period, of course, to capture our attention. Like Hurricane Hugo is in a quiet period.
Mock has compiled a history of southeastern hurricanes. He said the current active period should last about another 5 years unless climate change upsets the historical pattern. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Most of Dorian's effects were felt in Charleston, with flooding on North Market Street, downed trees, and damaged homes. But other areas along the coast fared better than others. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan hit the road to survey Dorian's effects in Horry County.
After a protracted day of on-again, off-again rain and wind, Horry County, for the most part, emerged unscathed from Hurricane Dorian. Parts of the county are without power, but for the most part, it's a lot of leaf litter and not much else. No real reports of any damages or any massive flooding, as was feared. Two tornadoes did touch down near North Myrtle Beach on Thursday, but by Friday morning, the entirety of Horry County pretty much looked just like a bad storm blew through and then blew away. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Horry County.
The state of Tennessee is sending emergency management and medical assistance here to the Carolinas to support the response to Hurricane Dorian. A 5-person incident management team is scheduled to travel to Columbia today. That team will assist local and state logistics and response efforts. It includes 4 staff members from the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency and 1 county-level emergency manager. Tennessee also sent a 30-person team to Raleigh, North Carolina. It includes 25 nurses from the Department of Health. 5 emergency response coordinators will provide logistical and communication support. Those teams joined together 129 ambulance, swift water rescue, and emergency management personnel who are already deployed from Tennessee. During a press conference yesterday afternoon, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster lifted the mandatory evacuation for Beaufort, Colleton, and Jasper counties. But the evacuation order for 5 counties remains in effect until further notice. Berkeley, Charleston, Dorchester, Georgetown, and Horry. According to South Carolina Emergency Management Division, 185,000 customers are still without power here in South Carolina, with nearly half of those outages in Charleston alone. Authorities are advising residents to watch for and report downed power lines, as well as to be watchful of utility workers on roads making repairs. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.